off base i'r toffin pe dalydd ar afios i Hassan Shkita.
Good morning. This Shabbos, Abalein Luteva, Parshas Chukosai, very the Hubinah Shabbos, very special Shabbos, the Shabbos of the Aliyah of all the Abedis HaKodesh of Lag Ba'omer, the Shabbos of Chazak, Shabbos of Orchim Chodesh Sivin, and as the Mashgiach says, therefore Shabbos B'Chukosai is Gimachia Vayichan Shom Yisrael Neged Dahor. We're standing by the mountain, we're ready for Kabbalah Sateira. And there's Kama in Yonim, just without even making involved in everything, just three in Yonim I'll talk about today, that are boiled in the Parshasai and Bechukosai and Tzagah Avodah Lag BaOmer and Chagah Shavuos. One is that they're all the common denominator. There's an Indian of Hamtokas HaGvuris. A second Indian, they're all connected to Geula, to redemption. And the third, what we'll deal with today, is the Bittul of Shich, the Indian of Zikor, of memory, and destroying forgetfulness. Let me go over Dibur Alefani. First of all, Hamtokas HaGvuris. Everyone knows that the Avodah of Sfiras HaOmer is to be Mamtik, the Gvuris, Kimat Moinim Techatzeno, there's Memtes Moinim, we count 49 days, which is Mechuvin Keneged, the 49 Klolos in the Teichu. And as the Gemara says at the end of Megillah, that Ezra Soifu was Besakin Li Yisrael, that we should read before Aseres, which is considered Rosh Hashanah. We should read the Teicha in Peres Kahanim, in Paris Dukhoisai. Kadesh Tichle Shana de Kilisel. It's not just Tam Yoytzain. By reading it, you're Mamtik the Geburis, and you come at Moinim to Chapsena, you find the Brochas, the diamonds, in the Teicha Gufa. And as the Medrash says, Bechukoisai Teilechu, Hado Odechsiv, the Apostle, correct to Apostle, the Abramelach says, Chishafti Drochai, Vashiva Ragli Elei Desecha. Chesei Chazal, David HaMelech was saying, Chishafti Brochus Mekolos. And the Brochus are from Aleph to Tov. In Bechukos to Teilechu. And it ends with the letter Tov, Ba'ilich Eschem Kananius. And the Kolos is Fakert. It's from Hei to from Dvov to Hei. Ba'oi de Tafuchus. The Im Lo Yitzishma, started with the letter Vav, until Eila, right? It's opposite, in the opposite direction. And that's why it says, Im b'chukoisai teilechu. What does Im b'chukoisai teilechu got to do with different brachas of Aleph to Tov, and the colors are from Bav to Hei? So, Moiritik of a small word in Arugas HaBoisim, the Chistorov, like, wow. Everyone remembers the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Dalet, also Dar de Gila Bei Midrasha, and they touched the Aleph Beis Vorm Nifloy. Hey Vov, they said, Zesh Moishel HaKadosh Baruch. Hey, that's the shame, the Nilui, when the Abish's name is Moli, Yudke Vovke. So Kei and Vov refers to what? The Abish's name. We have a principle, elsewhere Chazal say, that Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Miyachet Shmoi on Klolos, on negativity, on things which are negative. Is Vikuntus Asarugas Aboysim, that the Kolos are from Vov to Hei, which are the letters of Hashem's name, which is a similar brach of not Kafta Shalom Faker. Al Korchach, one has to say, that even the Kolos Be'emet, Be'pnimius, are the greatest, deepest brachas. As you find, the Chusayfer brings the last week's parsha, Shem the Medish Hanel, and the Zer HaKadosh, the Leo Hanovi Fataychter, Bshirim Be'achoy, all the colors in the Teicha, how they're really gewaldige brachas. I've discussed many, many times. And this is connected to the Inyan of Rashbi, to Mamti Gvuris, because Rashbi is the one who says in the Gemara in Sukkah, that Yochel Ani Lifter Eskal Olam Min Adin, right? Because when you learn Pnimius, then you destroy evil, which is why the Chaim Vital brings in the Akdomah to Eitz Chaim, that those who learn Soidus HaTeira are called they get rid of the kutzim in akerim. That's why the name of the evil. It's Samach Mem Aleph Lamed, which in Sfarim Taich, Soidus Merkava, Ain't Lumay. Don't learn secrets. Because once you understand the Soidus HaTorah, then all the Dinim, all the Gevuras are Nimtak, and it's out of business. Kiyadu, I've said many times, the Alexander Sender of Kamarna, the brother of Sarat Svi, he brings even the piyut that we say in the morning of Rosh Hashanah, L'kel Erech Din, there it says, L'goyla Amukais Badin. When the Eibishter foresees there's Dinam Rachman al-Aslan on Klal Yisrael, right? What does he do? He's Megala, the Pnimi is the Seyd the Sakhtira, and that goof is Mamtik all the Dinam. And therefore, just Derech, someone just told me, just Derech Agav, one of my Mispalim in my shul, talking about the war in Eretz Yisrael, said, Aza, Ayin, Zayin, Hey, the letters before, because the Eibishter is Makdim, Refuul, the Makkah, is Seyd. Through Seyd the Sakhtira, you're able to be Mamtik all contemporary Dinam. Therefore, what is the Pasuk right before the Teichah? Ulchem, which is Gematria 1118, that through Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim, you're Mamtik to Dinim. And therefore, how does the, what is the Siyam of the Teichacha? The Zachartil and Bris Rishoyim, Ashetesiyat, and Ashetesrayim, which according to the Cheshbon of the Ramak, there are 50 times, Chamushim Allah B'nai Yisrael in time, 50 times in Chumash, we mentioned in T.S. Mitzrayim, even though it's not the Chesh, the Seder, Alishtik Ramak, that the 50th time is this Pasuk, the 50th time is Olam HaYovel, and therefore it's said in the Parsha, the Teichah Dafka, because the Teichah is connected to the Dair of Ikfus of the Mashiach, our generation, and from there comes the Yovel, which is the Sharan Nun, which is the Inyan of Geula, which is also connected to Shavuos. I'm just connecting, like Ba'omer, the parish in Shavuos. The Shavuos, everyone knows there's a minig Yisrael, chol tzvut Yisrael, to eat machol lecholov. Why? Because all the Sforim speak about the sphere of 7 weeks. It's connected to the sphere of Nekiim, of a nidah. And the principle is that dam nekar benasa cholov, the blood turns into, right, to milk, right? And dam is a symbol of what? Red, Esav, Edlim, etc. Cholov is a symbol of Sodom. You're not going to be a genius to work that out. Right? And the remnants in the Torah, because it says in Pasuk, Bakri Bechem, Mincha, next words, Chadoshal Lashem B'Shvoi Seichem, Chadoshal Lashem B'Shvoi Seichem, is Rashi Tevis? Cholov. Oh, very good. And you know, there's a mashkiach, I'm ready to give for it. Bakri vechem mincha chadosha lashem is gimatria dam nekar benasachol. And there's a whole avoid of amtokas dinim gburis into sol. Okay, that's one Indian. In the parsha, the reason why we read it in Teichacha, in Lag Ba'omer and Shus. The second Indian I just see, mamish far noyin, is all of these three things are connected to Geula. Besides the Zohar HaKadosh, Besifat Yiloch, Yukum Nigalus, as we said many times, Parashas B'chukoyseh ends with the words, I'm just throwing out a few gematrias just to keep your brain cells working, and just as an amana, I have no time to be Mayrich in the Hasbor of the Indian. You remember? Eil, how does the Parashah Chazak, how do we end off? Eil HaMitzvahs. Next words, Ashatziv, the words, Ashatziv HaVayas Moshe El B'nei Yisrael B'har Sinai Chazak, 2,460 is Gimachi Uva Uvra Meres Asher Vanidochum Meres Mitzrayim Vishtachvul Hashem. Hello? Which Mashkiach says. Which I want to just add, it's also the Gimachi Samchenu Hashem Aleikenu Be'eliyahu Anavi Abdecha Uve Malchus Beis David Meshichecha B'mheira Yove B'yogil Libeinu. B'diuk. Hello. So the whole parsha is connected to Geula, which is therefore it's also Lachana for Shavuos, as we said before, the Lashon HaZohar, B'Shavuos, Yufkun, Nigalusa, which is Gimachi, B'Shavtim, Ish Elachuzosai, which is also Gimachi, Parashas B'Chugosai. Ah! It's dancing with joy, if you understand what I just said. Parashas B'Chugosai is a parasha of Geula, from the Buris, and therefore how does the Teichah end? B'Zacharti, next. Esprisi Yankiv, which is Esprisi Yankiv, is Gimachi, Gitaka, B'Shavtim, for Godel. And therefore, how does the parasha begin? Im b'chukosai tilechu, says Rashi, HaKadosh Chazal, what's im b'chukosai tilechu, shetiyu Amelim Batoira. What's the gematria of Amelim? 190. 190, you don't gotta be a rocket scientist of gematria. Ketz. As it's brought in the Chesed Labram from the Radomsker, and therefore B'chukoyisrei says the Vizhus Rebbe, 520, if Gimachi Mashiach ben David Abdecha, which Gimachi B'chab Tzeinu Yachar Meheira, etc., etc. So I see this Hamtokas Agburis, this Geula, there's also the concept in common denominator of destroying forgetfulness, Shichas HaTorah. How do I know? Because the end of the Torah says, Afkam Zoyis B'yesem B'eres Yveyem, Loima askim b'lega altim is gimachia loisi shochach mi pizari. Right? Because we all know the Gemara in Shabbat at Kuflam Ches, that when Rabbi Seinu went to Kerem B'Yavne, and they said in the bitter, dark times of Ikvus Mashiach, Torah will be forgotten. I see the Torah shit tishtakach mi Yisrael. And he brings a pasuk from Amo Yisin Yom Boim Lom Hashem Likim, Vishlachti Rabba Ores, Le Rabba Lechem, Le Tzom Elamayim, Kim Lishmei Yisvar Hashem, Shleitu B'chut, Tzukim, in the Torah, which speaks about the Torah will be forgotten. Comes along Rashbi, and gives a Gishrei, Chas V'sholom Shit Yishokach Torah Yisrael. Should never read another pasuk, Ki Lo Yishokach Yisrael. Every school child knows this is Farshlim, it's Maran, all the Sparam Gerim. If you ever go to Meron, you see a picture of Meron. On the gate, as you walk into Meron, the portal, Kilois Yishach Bizarre, which is Seifi Tevis, Yechoi. Right? So the emesis said in Sforum, Sadiqim said, the emesis, Chazal, all of Chazal, all the Chachom said, Torah will be forgotten. And they said so, Baruch HaKodesh, and they said so, based on Psukim. What does Ashirim Bayachoy say? He gives a Geshrei, and Sad the Gozer, he gives a Emer Bayachim Loch, and through the Shrei, the Geshrei of Ashirim Bayachoy, Torah won't be forgotten. Why is that? Let's get the Kitz and Nimritz. That's not what I want to talk about today, but here. Pichas Fiman gives a bunch of reasons in the end of the Sefer, Kedai Reb Shimon. Number one, is Shicha good or bad, generally? You think it's bad, but there's a Medrash in Bikur Rabba which says, if Torah would not be forgotten, so you spend a year or two learning in yeshiva, and then you go play ball, go to Manchester United, just let it down your head. Right? Aber the Gemara says in Kiddushin, the Abish says, Barossi Yesara, Barossi Torah, Tav. So what's going to, therefore the Abish is made Shicha, so you got to keep on learning and chazering over and over. You shouldn't forget. But Medvar Amurim, someone who learns only everything superficially. But a person who learns deeper, he realizes the Ein Sof, the infinity, the Aruch HaMeretz Midah of Torah, and therefore there's no reason to forget. So a person like Ashirim Bayachoy, who plummets into the depth and the profundity of Torah, he's above the Inyan of Shichah. That's what David HaMelech said, until B'chukoysecha Eshtasho Le'eshkech Avrecha. If I'm horrifying in Chukim, which the Chur doesn't need to horrifying, you get. But if you learn the Sfeidus at Torah, you realize the profundity even in the Chukim of Torah, and therefore there's no reason what to forget. The Chlal, Choyshech, is the same letters as Shochach. Hello? The Choyshech al Pnei Tehem, that Yavon who wanted to forget, Torah should be forgotten from Eden. How do you get rid of, what was the tikkun of the Yavonim, the Choyshech? Menorah. Menorah is a symbol of Oyer, Torah. Right, and when Torah is called Torah, it said Zoyer be'ikur, it's the pnimius of Torah, the soidus of Torah, etc., etc., which is the neshama of Torah, just like a goof without a neshama is dead. Right, the pnimius of Torah is the neshama which brings life, which brings. Why is that? B'kitz and nimritz, the Eibishter gave us Torah. We're working our way to Shavuos. That's what I'm talking about. On Shavuos, the Eibishter gave us the Torah in the heavens. Open our Torah, Zladas. Right? And the Gemara, and what happens? Eventually, 40 days later, the book in Zuchtar Kel. And Moshe Rabbeinu smashes the luchos. And the Gemara says in Erev and Dafnun Dalid, Il Molle Le Nishtabra Luchos, there will never be Shikha. Shikha only happened because of what? On the Madrega of the first luchos, where the Pasuk says, Ani Amarti Likimatem, Uvme Elgin Kulchem, there was Cheirus. Don't read Chorus, Elacherus, Cherus mi Ezara, Cherus mi Malachamoves, etc., etc. There's no malachamobis, there's no yetzara, there's no forgetfulness. You with me? The Torah of Avshurim Bayachoy, as I've said many times, is going back as a bechina from Luchas Rishonis. And in Luchas Rishonis, the Madreig of Cherus, there's no forgetfulness. What do you forget? Everything in life. You forget things that are not of ultimate significance and importance. A person could be married for 50 years, and he still remembers all the problem of the chasana. Why? Because of the dover choshev. A dover tuffel, you forget. Something which is your life. Look, there's a famous story that's put in Sfarim HaKadoshim. A chasid came to Chedush HaRib, and like a kotzach that he's forgetting. Yeah, he forgets. Can't remember, can't absorb, can't retain Torah. So the Chedush HaRim said, did you ever eat breakfast and you're sitting there with the spoon and you put the spoon into your ear? No. Why do you always remember to eat with your mouth? Because that's how you live. You know, if you can't eat, things that are totally in your life. What does David HaMelech say in Tillim? Le'olam le'eshkach begudecha. Why? Ki vam chiyisan. The Chedush HaRim says elsewhere, in the Birchas HaShachar, you used to make a bracha, Baruch Ator Hashem, Hamachzir Neshamos, Lefgar Mesa. Next, Birchas HaTorah. What's the connection? Because Torah is our life. Same story of Baruch Ber, I say many times, once an Asifa, Rabbonim, whatever, Shishivis, and some long-winded Darshan got up and said, the greatness of Torah, and Torah gives meaning to life, and Torah gives, blah, 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 and Torah gives Hadrocha, and Baruch Ber was came. Well, I got caught. This is Lekach Limdeinu Rabbi Zeinu. Torah is not a guide to life, an inspiration for life. Torah is life, Guf. And if Torah is life, life you don't forget. And therefore, Dafka Reb Shimon, who's connected to Luchas Rishonim. Luchas Rishonim was the Madrega of Gan Eden, Eitz Chaim, right? After the sin, they were very gorish, that's all of them, right? But Eitz Chaim is life. Once you have the Bechina of Eitz Chaim, the Luchas Rishonim, therefore Reb Shimon Bechoy is the one who gives a Geshrei, right? Chas v'shalom she'itachach Chperim Yisrael. It's also the Pshat. You remember the Gemara Shabbos, I've discussed it many times, but I'm just zooming through. You remember when Moshe Rabbeinu goes to heaven, and the Malachim Taina Ma'enish Kitzis Gerena, what's the Yilud Isha amongst us? Ma'enish, what's going on here? The Malachim knew that Moshe Rabbeinu is going to ultimately smash the Luchas. And the Shviras HaLuchas bring Shich. And Moshe Rabbeinu is the one who smashes it. So Ma'enosh, Enosh of all the four names of mankind, is the Shvachsta, the weak. Enosh, Onosh, weak. Ma'enosh, Keith, how will man, what's the good of giving Torah to man? Man is forgetful. Right? So what did Moshe Rabbeinu do? Who did he bring? Who was he mechaber? I said this like 1,000 times. He was mechaber with the neshama of Rashbi. Therefore it says, Alisa Lamorim Shavisa Shevi. Shevi is Rashi Tevis. Hello, Earth. Shimon Bar Yechoi. And in other words, the Tzchus of Torah, which is Merumas in the Gemara says all the Sfarim HaKadoshim, Hizaru bezokin sheshachach talmudei. How do you know? Why do you give kabbat to the zokin sheshachach talmudei? Because luchos v'shivri luchos munachem baroi. So in Sfarim Taitz, the remes to Moshe Rabbeinu, the zokin could cause shichah by shviras haluchos. Or b'shivri haluchos shivri yishin beiz reishud Rashi Tevis scramble Rashbi, right? And therefore, by the way, this is very much connected to this week in the Omer. When you read Puchu Koisai, what is the midah of this week? Hello? Yisod. Yisod is connected Zohar. Hello? Yes, you with me? Malchus in the Keva. Zohar is. Say the Malchus, Zohar in the Keva. Hello? Zohar comes from the root word. Which root word? Zecher, Zikoran. Remembering. Hello? That's the sixth midah. Hello? In the Perish in the Shapchu Bahen Eretz Yisrael, in the order, which is the sixth fruit of Eretz Yisrael? Huh? Zayis, Shem and Zayis, yeah? What do you know about Shem and Zayis? Zayas eating olives is kosher. Chaim Kanievsky never ate olives. They're sold very popular, olives. Never ate olives, right? Because kosher l'shich. You want to remember. Aber the shemen Zayas is. What is the, you're not going to be a genius to work out. Zayas is the chitzoin, superficial, external, it's bitter. Squeeze it and get to the pnimius, then you get to the shemen Zayas, which is moyel l'shichu. What are we seeing on Lag Ba'omer? Bar Yochoi Nimshachta Ashrecha. Shemen Tzalsoin Mecheverecha. Because if you have shemen, which is the pnimius, which is the zikorin, where do all sveikis come and all problems and all issues in the world come from? Forgetfulness. If you remember, then you don't sin, you live a halachic life, and you have ein simcha keheter asveikis. All right? Nimshachta ashrecha shemen sosoi. That's a, which by the way, derech agal, I'm not going to give up. You remember the Gemara in, the Gemara says in Mesechta Shabbos, that what daf? Amaratsim, nu, lamed gimel. Right? Hello? Where there was a discussion between the Chachonim, hello, about the Romans and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, our Rabbi Yehuda. He said, oh, they do so much good, they build bridges and they build Mechatzois. And Avshim Mechot, everything they do for their own whatever. They build the houses for the Mechatzois, the Mechatzois, the Zoinus, and they build the bridges to make taxes. They're showing a room. They found out the Shimon becomes a fugitive. What did Rabbi Yehuda hold? So the Mashal Asar explains, well, what's the Galton? You're living in Golos, right? They read Vayel Moshe, something like that, right? Hello? And with Gimel Shavuos, and you can't be married by Ummas, and you can't, you got a house in Golos. So Rabbi Yehuda said, in Golos, you can't shepherd with the authorities. You got to just be nice. Smile, even though he knew that Rav Shmuel Yochai is right. What did Rav Shmuel Yochai go? Hello? Rav Shmuel Yochai is the Madrega of Luchos Rishonos, Cheirus. There's no Yetara, there's no Malachamov, there's Lal Sidlova, it's all, he's not scared of anybody. Yeah, but he's the one who says, there's no Vasafta Digonecha, there's not, you sit there and learn Torah, Asayim Nosoi, it's a, that's the Bechina of Luchas Rishonis, when even higher than Tev and higher than Velt. You with me? Therefore, the Rav Shmuel Yochai is connected to the Indian of Chaim, Luchas Rishonis. What's the last words that he said? Chaim ad Olam, hello? As it says in Idra. Yeah, you with me? That is the Madrega of Rashvi. Okay, fine. Great. That's an introduction. To understand what I'm talking about a bit deeper, how does it connect to the theme of B'chukos, right? Let's deal with Matan Torah for a minute. Everyone knows, every school child knows, you're not going to be a genius to work out, that Matan Torah is a Bechina L'chura from Kiddush, from Eirus, betrothal. A Pasuk in Eshaya, Ve'erastichli, etc., etc. We're going. And the Pasuk says, Kimsois Chosin Al-Kala, and the pasuk says, "Teira tzibalanu Moshe Meirosha," and the Gemara in Pesachim says, "Al tikra Meirosha Ella Murosa." Yeah, kumt ois. The giving of the Torah is the betrothal, the erusin, the kiddushin of the Eibishter and Knesset Yisrael. We discussed this once years ago at great length. I'm not repeating it. There's also Yitochen, that it's not only a Matan Torah, a Bechina from Erusin, but it should be a Bechina from Nisuin. Yes? As it says in Talmud Vilyo, it says, Ve'yegoresh Esa Odom, the Eibishter kicked out, expelled man. But the Eibishter is everywhere, Melech Lorot Kevoidei. So Chazal Dashen, Ve'yegoresh Esa Odom, Miloshen, the Eibishter Kvayochel gave a get to Adam Arishon. Came Matan Torah, and the Eibishter once again decides to marry mankind. Yeah, hello? Narvos, 40 days later, fighter! We mess up, right? So the Chura, The Pashtus on Yonim, we discussed this once at great length, Yidin forfeited the Bechina of Nisuin, and until the Gula Hamitis, Yidin are Bechina's Erusin at the moment, Verastically, right? And Mashiach will come, we'll reach them. That's the Pashtus. However, we have a Klal Gadol brought in all this form, general rule. In a Dover Shedikdusha, even when it's taken away, it always leaves a Roshim. So there is a certain Bechina where Yidin, even Bezman Hazeh, even in the Finster Galus, is yearning for the Bechina of marriage with the Yibushim. And that's Chag HaShavuos. And therefore Chag HaShavuos is called Chag HaBikurim. Bikurim from the fruits. Which fruits? The fruits of the Eitz HaChayim, right? Which the Zohar says that Eitz HaChayim is the Sheirish for all the Peiros of all the Atzei Hagan. So therefore, Shavuos, we tap into the Eitz HaChayim, Chayim Nitzchim, Torah Kedusha, and we're Mekayim V'Lokach Gamhu Me'Eitz HaChayim. That's Shavuos. Which is also the reason, let me ask you a simple kashya. How many Mamorim, this Avasora Mamoris Nivroil, this 10 Mamoris, what's the first of the 10 Mamoris? Huh? Okay, could you learn the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Ches? The passage when you're a school child. Bereishis Nami Maimru, number one, and nine follow. In Zohar HaKodesh, the first of the Tassara Mamoris is Vayomer Elikim Yehi Oyer Vayor. So according to the Gemara, Bereishis a Maimer, the last Maimer, Maimer number 10, statement number 10, act of creation number 10, is Nase Avram. But according to the Zohar HaKodesh, you're missing one. So what is the last of the Asara Mamorish Behem Nivroilam? Hello, Earth calling. Vayomer Hashem Elokim Leitoiv Hayoisa Odom Levadoi Ese Loi Ezer Kenegli. That's the Shitas Azoyer. That's Maimer number 10. Hello? I don't know if you realize the Asara Mamorish or Mechuvin. When did Bereishis Bara Elokim take place? Okay, whatever. But the 10 Mamoris, you don't got to be a genius, is Mechuvin Kileged the Asara Yomim. So it's Mechuv. Mimer number 10 is Mechuvin Kileged Yom Kippur. Okay, hello? Which now you don't got to be a rocket scientist to figure out. What did they do on Yom Kippur? Blei Yisrael, Amacholis Bakromim, Bachor Son Leinecha. Hello? Yeah? You're in the middle of davening, you're like fadvekit, you're whatever, you're kittel, you're like whatever. You can't find a better date to make a shidduchim than Yom HaKodesh. Hello? You're like, yeah? Nor pshat is, Yom Kippur is bevchinas goyrol. How do you choose the shnei seirim, which are mechaper? Goyrol. Goyrul means something which is not based on logic, on rationality. It's Goyrul. Hello? When you get married, you think you're logical and you called the Shatchin and you spoke to people and you got the NKVD and the CIA and the FBI and the M5 and whatever. You did all your research. I got news to you. A Shidduch is also a Meshem Ishalish. It's all Alpi Goyrul. Which is the reason Rebbe Emden says, everyone knows that Shavchen is Rosh Tevis, Sheker, Doiver, Kesef, Neutel, Dreiter HaKop, if you would have known 5 years ago what, whatever, Aber Azoiget der Welt, and the Eibush is Meshadich, Shidduchim, Mizabik Zivugim, right? This three things that come to mind right away, not my own favorite, the Tzadikim says, Goyrul, Shidduchim are Bechina from Goyrul, Yom Kippur is Bechina from Goyrul, hello? By the way, Shidduchim and Yom Kippur, they both have a common denominator is? Hello? Did Bechilas Avoynes and Yom Kippur last time I looked in a Machzor? Hello? Did Bechilas Avoynes and Bechoslan and Kala? Which is the reason why the Pasuk Motza Isha Motza Toiv is Gimatria Ki B'yayim Ezei Yechaper Aleichem. And the third thing is what? Eretz Yisrael. Ach B'goyrol Yechol Lechoretz. Eretz Yisrael was divided with the Goyim. It's also not logical. Which is the reason why you may remember, Hello? The Gemara says, 40 days before Yetzirah Savad, Baskel comes out, Bas Pliny Lepliny. Likewise, Savda Pliny Lepliny. They're both Alpigur, they're both divinely instructed, right? It's also something which Lemay Lemitam Vadas. Therefore, Shidduchim are connected to Yom HaKippurim, which is the reason Rabbi Akiva says Shir HaShirim, which is a marriage of man and woman, right? Abi Shir HaShirim is Kodesh HaKadoshim, because the source of Chasim Bekala is in Kodesh HaKadoshim, Nibain Shnei HaKruvim, which is Zachar in the Keva, and that brings, and that's the reason why Goyrul B'Milua is Gimatria Esle Ezen. Says the Mashkiach Amoyri Digavort, how many times in Torah do we speak about goyr, about Yovel? Yovel, redemption, Sharon. No. How many times? No, Balkaira. 21 times. Everyone knows that. Communion Eket. Yeah? Of the 21 times the Torah mentions Goyrel, 13 times it's written Yud Beis Lamed, Choser, and 8 times Moli, Yud Vav Beis Lamed. Hello. Now, folks, how much is 13 times Yovel, Yud Beis Lamed, 42? How much is with Rabbi Shlomo Chanan? We just was here. 13 times 42? 546. How much is 8 times Yovel, Moli, 48? 384. Now, what is 384 and 546? 930. What is 930 in Judaism? Anybody? Course 101? Who? What else? Remember a pasuk, Zaftira for Rosh Hashanah, Zacharti loch, Chayim Hashem, Zacharti loch, Chesed Nurayach, Ahavas Kulisayach, the Ava of the time of marriage, Ahavas Kulisayach is 930, which is the sum total of all the Yovels in the Torah. Which is also the Gimachia Benasati Artsam, Benasan Artsam Nachala. The Abish gave us Eretz Yisrael, which Vaitir Zuchinas Gairal, which is also the Gimachia Vayimir, Vayalikim, Lektoy Vayayis Adam, Levadoi. Marriage, Eretz Yisrael, Yovel, etc., are all connected. Hello? I'm tantalizing, tickling your brain cells. What does this mean? Marriage. Erusin, followed by Nisuin. What's happening here? Just to drive you completely off the bend, let me just throw out two other difficult midrashim, please. The medrash on the pasuk Ibuchu Koisai Teleichu, which we said is Shtiyam Meilun Batoira, says Hadol Dichsid to connect to the pasuk Chishafti Drochai Vashiva Ragli El Edusach. Says the Barnum Rav and Chamratova, this is a remes for Sfiras Oimer. Chishafti droch, I make a cheshvin. Sfiras Oimer. Voshiva, ragli elei desecha, ragli elei desecha, is gimachi yeshvus. Yeah? What's this chishafti drochai? And therefore I prepare for shvus. What's the drochai here? Another medrash, also medrash Rav, adol dechsib, b'chot tilechu, posvak in mishle, va'ato bonim shimuli. Right? Ashrei drocha yishmeru. Atabonim shimuli. What is shimuli? The Sfarim Taich, the word li, and there's a whole, I'm not going to elaborate, li is always a remez of erusin, kiddushin. How do you know? Because when you put the ring on the right index finger of the kala, what's the lashon, the formula you say? You can say harei at mekudeshes 30,000 times, and you stand on your head. It's a health finish until you say one important word, Li. As we'll soon discuss. Li. Famous part from the Bells of Rebbetzin, it said for many Rebbetzins, like all the daily Rebbetzins and the Deiris. The minig was in the Haim that a Besula, a girl, would not go to Shul, Shabbos, until she got married. And the first Shabbos, when she was a Kala, Shabbos Sheva Brachas, all the women of the shtetl used to go to the Kala's house, and they were Malavahe with great Simcha, and first time she goes to Shul. And the Belzer Rebbe and many others, Taitz, Efkat, and Pasuk, Samachti, said until them, Samachti, Ba'omrim, Li, because then, when they said Arab English, Li, because then I can go to Shul, Beis HaShanel. So Li is connected Kiddush. Beraftich li loil. Li, li, li. Chazal say in the beginning of Kiddushin that marriage is called derech. How do I know? I don't know much about anything. The Gemara says. How does Masechta the Kiddushin, which deals, if I'm not mistaken, last time I learned to open up a Gemara, was dealing with marriage? Hello? Erusin? Kiddushin? Hello? As his name seems to indicate. Ho'isha niknes be shloisha what? Druch. Because that isha niknes be shloisha dvor. Druch. Because the Gemara says, derech gever ba'alma. Marriage is called derech. What else is called derech in Yiddishkeit? Remember a pasuk from Parshas Yisrei? Vaydaita lehem esadera esaderech yelkuba. Terech. Because terech is related to derech, which is the union of marriage. Now what in the world is going to do anything? I'm just... Chishafti drochai. You want to be... Chishafti drochai, you make a cheshbon of the Sfiris Leimer. But the ikar is to realize you're leading up to a marriage. And this is the point I want to make. Let me just... back. Okay, anyone who's a great scholar, you don't have to be a great scholar, you have to walk into a shul once, and you will notice usually in many places on the Oren HaKodesh, they have a miniature, whatever, like a Seres HaDibros. Right? And at least they have the first word, usually, of the Ten Commandments. Hello? You know, what is the first word of Anoich? Anoich HaShem L'Kech HaRulam. There's an amazing Sfas Emes in Likut, in Parash Gisis. Brings the Kashi from the Zayde, the Holy Chlusharim. Like, yeah? The Eibush is Mekadish Kol Yisrael, Eirus and Kiddushin, Ahar Sinai. Hello? The Chura, there's a halacha of Vachas, everyone knows the halacha. When the husband wants to affect Erusin, what does he say? Harei'at, Mekudash, that's what we do. If the husband was to say, Hareini Ishich, Hareini Bailuch, I am your husband, I am your savior, I am your whatever, is the Kiddushin Chal? No. Why? The Gemara says in Kiddushin Tabo. Yeah. L'chure de'ebish mekadish ame Yisrael at Har Sinai. And what does he say? What's the words? He doesn't say, all right, Mekudesh, it says, Anoichi I am Hashem Alikech, which is great. Which is, Astech L'shurim is mamish like Seidni Hareini, Ishayach Hareini, Bailach, which is not effective. What's going on here? The Semes gives an answer, it's very difficult to understand. It's Heintig Esvorim. I saw this in Akdoma to Shari Yitzchok for Yitzchok Fox, for the Rosh Hashanah of Semes, the Ram Shor brings this. Like, it's a famous Mahalach. It's a famous, like a basic 101 Yeshiva Shalomdus. What is the Indian of Kiddush? How do you affect Kiddush? Kiddush is a Kinyan, no? A Kinyan. So there's actually two inyonim. This is the sort I want to speak about today. Kiddush is a Kinyan. And Kiddush is a Yichud. You're a Yachid. You're a Kaddish. The difference is, when you make a Kinyan on an object, is there a shinui in the chetza of the object? No. A normal kinyan is pshat. What a kinyan means is your mavir rishus from Baal A to Baal B. Now becomes a new master, a new owner. There's no change, there's no ishtanus in the chetza of the object. So the object remains the same. Shail is ownership. That's the inyan of a kinyan. Next, there's also an inyan of to makadish something. When you go and you're Makadish what? A behemoth. It's not pshat. Now, till now, it belonged to me. From now on, I'm Mavir the Bailus, no longer me, it belongs to Hegdish, it belongs to me. There's a Shinu in the Chetzer, the whole new Gedorim in the object. The behemoth now becomes Kodesh. Oilum. Yeah? So there's a famous Rav Shimon in the Kedushin Rav Shimon in Kedushin Daf Simin Yud Aleph. The Rebbe Chanan speaks about it at length in Kovetz Shiurim. What's pshat in Kiddushin? Is Kiddushin a Kinyan? And because it's a Kinyan, therefore what? It affects the Kiddush afterwards. Or you could say it's Kiddushin, Harayat, Mekudeshesli. Once it's Mekudeshesli, then it affects also a Kinyan that she belongs to you. You with me? And according to Reb Shimon and Reb Chanan, we could spend the rest of our life talking about this, right? The emes, both in Yonim, are true. They both exist, right? And the one, you have one, and from the one comes the other. Either I make a kinyan, hareaknuyoli, right? And from then she becomes mekudeshes to you automatically. Well, faket, you could say mekudeshes, and the kinyan is affected by the lashon kiddushin. One flows from the other, basically simultaneously. But it doesn't have to be. There's a whole discussion in the Gemara about a mekadesh chatzi isha, where the Gemara says, is this like a makadesh chatzi, half a behemah, a ragle behemah, right? So the concept in Kochim that in the Kedusha is mispashet b'chula. According to some man, when you makadesh an eiver shana shama tulyaba, according to others, even say makadesh ragle oila, mispashet b'chula. Would this help by Kedushin? Possibly. One second. So you just ask, but what's the comparison? By Kochim, there's a special pasuk in Torah. So Tosfos says, because here the lashon is kiddushin, hariat mekudeshesli. Therefore, it should be analogous to Kochim. But if a person would say hariat yuchedesli, I mean, or whatever, then lechuli alma, there's no the Gemara never had a clear about dispatch the kiddushin b'chul, because if you can't have a kinyan, you can't have the kiddushin, because you're starting with the kinyan. You know, the Gemara in the beginning of kiddushin speaks about, I'm just going derech agav. The Gemara in kiddushin speaks about why the base over there. Why does it say that? Why do we start isha niknes kinyan, right? And later we speak about mekudeshes. So the Gemara says the lashon deraisa is ki yikach isha kinyan. The lashon of the rabbanon is what mekudeshes. What do we commonly use in every chuppah I've ever been to in my life? Mekudeshes. Why did Kal Yisrael, Knesset Yisrael, decide Baruch Kochem to choose the lashon of kiddushin, not the lashon deraisa of kinyan kiyikach? Because Chazal want to say that this is not just a kinyan like you're buying something in a market. There's a whole idea of marriage is what kiddushin. So the point is, bottom line, says Reb Shimon, whatever. By our marriage, when we get married, there's two inyonim simultaneously, the kiddushin and the kinyan, the ma'aseh kinyan, the bailus. Send a bishop Flaxer, a very big word. He heard from his Rosh Yeshiva, Rabbi Meir Shapiro. You remember Yosef HaTzadik was telling his children what's going to be in the future. Shveret Titan Mitzrayim, and then the Eibishter will send you a goyel. And what will the words be that you know that is a goyel amiti, not a shapai tzvi, not a whatever? Pokoid yipkoid lekim eschem. Now, Sarah Pas Osher, she knew this tradition. Pokoid yipkoid. So you know it's a goyel amiti, not a shakar and a chazvan, because the double expression, pokoid yipkoid. Sipshat is we're playing games with verbs, with words, because they use a double expression. Said Rav Meir Shapiro, "I'm married to Gavur." It's so relevant. Whatever. When the Yidden were Mitzrayim, there were two goals simultaneously. There's a physical goal. They were suffering. Paris bathing in blood of Jewish children and stuffing Jewish kids into pyramids and whatever and Avodas Perach, etc., etc. Achutz them spiritually, benefesh, the Eden fell into Dutta Tachtoim, the Memtesh Arito. When do you know the Geula is the Geula Amitis? Not when you've raised a strong army and whatever, you have M14 tanks or whatever, but when you have both a Pokoy Pakad, there's a Pekido, there's a Geula, Sai Beguf and Sai Benefesh. Let's work it out. In Mitzrayah, what was the order? Hello. The Eibishter came the night of Mitzrayim, and Yidin Pare said, "You're no longer my avodim. You know, Avdei Hashem, Atim Knuyim Li." The kinyan of the Eibishter in Knesset Yisrael was when, right, by Leil Yitzias Mitzrayim. Agreed. Hello? That was the act of Kiddushin. That the Eivishter, I shouldn't say Kiddushin, the act of Kinyan, of Kal Yisrael, the first part, one part of the concept of Kiddushin that was affected by Yetzias Mitzrayim. Where were the Yidden, though? They were still in Memte Sharitum. They're in Dred, spiritually. They were not yet ready for the Bechina of Kiddushin. Then came Kriyas Yamsuf, Rosh Hashanah, they sang Shira, they aminu Bashem, and eventually on Mount Torah, they had the Kinyan. So the Kiddushin took place when? The second part. So Meila, normally when you have Kiddushin, you're saying the Kinyan part and the Kiddushin part is simultaneous. In Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Yidden weren't ready for the Kiddushin. So you first had the first Pekida, the Geula, the Cheirus, the Gashmius. Later came the Cheirus, the Ruchnius. You understand what I'm saying, hello? That's what you have in Pirkei Avos. We say Chamisha Kinyonim. Yisrael the Kinyon Echad. Shenem v'chziv. Ad Yaver Amcha Hashem. Ad Yaver Amzu Konisa. The Oimer. L'kdoishim Hashem Ba'aretz Heima. Ba'adir v'chav Zibom. Said Mashul, what's this V'Oimer? We're writing this pasuk from Ksum when I got a pasuk in Amzu Konisa. Now, see, you understand now. First part is what Amzu Konisa is the Kinyan. We belong to the Eibishter. Right? The second part, L'kdoishim, that's what happened at Mount Torah. We had both parts. There's two Eirus in there. There's the Eirus in of Yitzhak Mitzrayim, there's the Eirus in of. You with me? I'll tell you just a story. The Oiv Yisrael, the Abderav, once spent Shavuos in, he happened to be in Bar Ditchev. So he went to say the Birchas HaShachar, Kedakya Bakudish with the Eish fire, and people were answering Omen, and afterwards he asked the Chevra, did I make the Bracha She'osu Li Kol Tzorchi? And the Bracha said, yes, Rebbe, I heard it, and I answered Omen to him. So he invited him over to Kiddush with him after davening. He said, why was he misupik? Because what is Chag HaShavuos? Chag HaShavuos is the marriage, the Erusin, the Yom Chasunos, the marriage of the Eibush and Knesset Yisrael. You with me? By the way, everyone knows, it's Yishalmi, that Shavuos is unique, that Shavuos is Mechilus Avonis. Just like Chasun Kal. Hello? And we just said before that which day of the year is Kineged Chosin Kala, the Kruvim, the Kodesh Kadoshim, etc. Yom Kippur. And it was thinking all about on Shavuos Yom Kippur. And Yom Kippur is the only day of the year you don't make a bracha. She'asu li kol tzorchi. I'm just, hello. So the Abderav was clearing, did I not make the bracha li kol tzorchi? That's why it's brought in Shalom and Svarim HaKadoshim. The happiest day of the year is Dafka Chashuos. If you understand what's happening on Shavuos, the marriage of the Erusin, which I don't have time to elaborate, but the emes is, now we're only Bechinas Erusin. By Tzadikim, by the Rashbis, by the Luchas Rishonis people, it's also a Bechina of Nisun. How do you come to the Bechina of Nisun in Torah? That's the secret of the whole parasha. I'm not there. Maybe next week I'll talk about it. The Amelus Batera, when you go to Toich, Choik, Chek, inside, Primius, as the Ksav Kabbalah says, then you come to the Bechina of Nisuin and Torah. How do you know, what's the idea of a wife? You know the Gemara Brachas, the Sholosh Mishmeres, the Isha Mesaperis in Bailu. When the Emes of the Torah is Megales Soidoisel to those who love Torah. The famous Reuven Grzovsky, Roshiva, where I learned in Tarbidas before my days, right? He used to say the same as Shver, Rebaruch Ber, Torah loves and is Megala its secret to those who love it, but Torah only is Megala to those who love it singularly. I don't know the word is English. Exclusively. If you love Torah plus Manchester United, you love Torah plus your Lexus, you love Torah plus Chavez Nishwat, then Torah doesn't love you. That's why there's two brachas on Birchas HaTorah, uniquely. Two brachas. You don't make two brachas on any other mitzvah. Because there's a bechina of Erusin in Torah, bechina of Nisu in Shebet Torah. How do you know your bechinas nisuin when it's bechin of isha mesaperes and baila teirak that isha reveals its secrets to you and you megalon leiros and teira and in mayanam esgaber, right? That is only. Let me just give you leave you with one part. If I should look in one more second. Contemporary rav by Mapeshemesh, Muritika Vort. What would be? You have a chassidish in Meidu, went to a seminar with a mamisha, and her classmates are getting engaged, and getting married, becoming kallis, and she's never going to be mishtekin. She feels broken. She davened, you see, mamish, like bechiz neroz. Baruch Hashem, the Eibishter heard her prayers, and we want to make a shidduch. Now, shidduch comes, right? Baruch Hashem is like, I'll get it. So you have a basho, what do they call it? Yeah? For like 3 minutes, they meet the chazan kallah, right? And whatever, okay. They bring out the lachayim, the bromfin, they split up. This girl doesn't have a clue who this boy is, right? She wants to be a kallah. She knows that at a chasana, you wear a white dress and you dance and blah, right? Givaldi. She really doesn't need a chosn. She doesn't have a clue what a chosn is. Hello? Like sometimes the chosn also knows the kallah, the famous one, the Belzer Batlin. They tell me, you're getting older, you're time to get married. This is what I'm the shidduch for. It's first mitzvah in the Torah, period of review. Tav makindu, before the bells. You have to remember for a bracha. What's this kallah business? It's a clue. Right? Is Amol, you have faker. You have a story with a girl. The whole chosn, she wants to dance at the chosn. And there's a snoshim with the chavritas, with the friends, whatever. The chosn is like the mehechetimtza. How can I become a kallah? And the chosn is irrelevant. Right? Or you have another. The moshul litzgeis for him. You have a melech who's marrying a pasha. The woman is right, and he gets the greatest, most expensive, beautiful tabas known to mankind. And she's enamored with her tabas. She's gonna get. She get married on the chuppah. Give a tabas like no one in the world. So the wise man goes to her and says, "Kalim Medula." Like, get wise. The ikar of the chasen is not the tabas. The ikar of the chasen is the chosen. Shvuas is a chasen. It's a chasen between. I always tell the story with the Biyan Rebbe, the old Biyan Rebbe, Merchushleim. He was making a chasen mishpocha after Shvuas. The chassidim were so wanted to come, they didn't make it for Shvuas, they came for the Rebbe's chasen. So he looked at them, he said, he's fulfilled the gruis chasen of Shvuas, you came for the klein chasen. Right? Shvuas is a chasen. Who are you getting married to? The Abish is the chosin and Kesel is the kallah. On the other hand, the Yidin are the chosin and Perak Veshadeshah's chayel is the kallah. People sometimes, it's a whole shmooze in itself. People get enamored with the Torah. It's good, you have to have other satyrah and or do you forget the ikr of the tabas, the Torah, is a means to attach you to the chosin, which is the Abish. And the Eber is a helper, and we should taka use out the chana teshuas, chishafti drochai, which is the union of marriage. And the Eber is a helper, we get married, so the Eber is mechuyev. One of the tzoyim of the ksuva is that the chosin is mechuyev in sher ksuva oina, the chosin is mechuyev in a ksaya ksuva, lerafoisa, to be poy to her, and the Eber is a helper, we should taka be zoicha to the emissa gula mitzvah vashlim.
Sorry. The wingles, the yingle.
Bulja?
Well, it's not the ringle, it's the jingle.
Ah, okay, good.